This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's army pressed on Sunday with its campaign in southern Gaza to destroy U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas as prospects dimmed for a ceasefire in the more than four-month-old war. Israel's top ally, the United States, signaled it would veto the latest push for a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire, as Washington instead favors a temporary truce and hostage release deal. Gaza and United Nations health officials say there's no power and not enough staff to keep the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis running. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What was Gaza's largest remaining functioning hospital went completely out of service on Sunday, local and UN health officials have said. Scores of patients are still sheltering in Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, a spokesperson for Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said. But there is no power and not enough staff to treat them all. This was Nasser on Thursday, after a raid by Israeli forces. Gaza's hospitals have been a focal point of Israel's four-month bombardment. Most have been put out of action by fighting and a lack of fuel.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Huge crowds took to the streets of Mexico City on Sunday to protest against President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's government and to quote-unquote defend democracy. Protesters marched towards the Capitol's central square, where organizers said nearly 700,000 people turned out. Organizers said 119 cities across the country, as well as 15 from abroad and 7 countries, confirmed their participation in the protest. This is